Well, it tells us that, once again, aviation is the safest form of transportation today, has been for a while, and continues to become safer every day. Having said that, what's topical right now, of course, is the Malaysian flight that's currently missing. And it is heartbreaking for those of us in aviation. But in principle, apart from the current situation, aviation as an industry is an extraordinarily safe form of transportation.
What has led to this improvement?
So there are a number of things. We in aviation are very adamant about following up on every little detail. And we also do something, we practice something called safety management, which is to look at what we see as possible indicators for problems in the future and begin to work those before they become accidents.
What are the main challenges that the air industry is facing at the moment?
Our number one concern is something called runway safety, or things having to do with the runway. So from time to time you see an aircraft that will provide an excursion on the runway or go beyond the runway, or some truck or some type of incursion, something that shouldn't be on the runway that becomes on the runway. And in fact, those are the worries. Those are the number one causes of accidents today. So we've been very active together with international partners around the world about developing what we call a runway safety program.
Presumably there are a lot of regional differences in terms of safety levels.
There are certainly regional differences based on maturity levels of the ability to provide oversight to a particular aviation system, but we're also seeing significant improvement in that area as well.
If you have a particular concern, what does the International Civil Aviation Organization actually do?
So the first thing that we do is we provide standards which are used around the world for aviation safety. So everything that's said in the cockpit, everything that's used on board the aircraft is subject to some level of international standards. And at the same time, we also audit states based on eight critical elements of those standards, which tells us the ability of a regulator to actually regulate that industry in any given country.
You mentioned the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, and I understand there's a meeting taking place on the 12th of May. Can you tell me a little bit about that meeting and what it's hoping to achieve?
What we have is a preliminary accident report that has been submitted. That's a requirement of any accident. And this accident, like anyone that precedes it, we take action on any recommendation from any accident report. So the meeting on the 12th and the 13th of May is to look into the ability of technology in the aviation system to track aircraft. That is the recommendation that has come from this preliminary accident report. Our first focus is to agree that there is a need to globally track, and of course I think that that's come to light and very clear in the minds of travelers. The second objective is to look at how we can do that with the varieties of different technologies that are available today in the most cost-efficient manner. And industry, through the International Air Transport Association, has agreed to take the lead on determining which technologies are most suitable at a most cost-effective rate.